Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, February the 3rd. 2021. Just after 17 minutes past the hour, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can talk about anything on your mind. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, we can do it. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Had two good calls in hour number one, and I enjoyed them both. Hope I got the questions got answered. If they didn't, call me back, and I'll try to answer them more directly. Also, it's interesting to hear people's opinions about why certain people are nice, have nice dispositions, and why some people just seem to be angry all the time. And I just think a lot of it's derived from jealousy. And I think once you figure that out, that it's derived from jealousy, then you really don't have to worry about much more. Then at that point, you just say, well, they're jealous. That's what's motivating that. And leave it at that. You can't really let things like that bother you when people say nasty stuff about you. Because if you know it's not true, that's really all that matters. What other people think kind of becomes a moot point. In any event, here we are. 740-383-9944. What do you think about anything going on in Marion at this point? I see they're going to, and it's on the news report today, I see they're going to sink some money into the baseball fields over at Lincoln Park and restore those. You know, I don't know how that will go. I really don't know. It's interesting because are kids still playing baseball in the numbers that they once were? I don't know. It's hard to tell. Baseball's an interesting sport right now. A lot of kids used to play Little League. A lot of kids used to play what they called Pee Wee baseball. A lot of kids played T-ball, but in the last 10 years or so, I have not heard of nearly, I have not heard as much about that as I once did. And I know the schools have also started their own programs. You know, years ago, the schools did not have programs for kids of a certain age. You know, I don't think the school program started to like 6th or 7th grade, but now I think all the school programs are starting a lot earlier than they used to, and I think that's a major problem with a lot of these independent groups in Marion that are running sports for kids of a younger age. They did okay for a long, long time, but now, you know, the schools are running those programs. And when the schools run those programs, you tend to play for your home school. So I think that's one of the bigger things that's happening. Now, it'll be great to see the field over at Lincoln Park restored, the baseball field, and see what that looks like at this point. But I'm not really sure what the enrollment. Do you think that'll increase enrollment of the kids playing baseball over at Lincoln Park? I know they've had a rough period over there. I don't think as many kids nearly are playing baseball as it used to be. You know, I remember a time when you'd go over to the Lincoln Park area in the spring and summer, and it was packed. On any given night, you couldn't find a place to park. All the fields were up and up operational and people were having a good time. And then that started to take a decline. And then I think there were even years where there was no baseball. I don't think it went on for a long time, but maybe one or two years where there was no baseball at all over there. And then it came back, but I don't think it's ever really done great. Now, if I'm wrong, let me know, because I don't spend a whole lot of time over at Lincoln Park. But does anybody know the situation over there about how well things are going with baseball over there? I really don't know. I don't know what happened last year. That would have fallen during the pandemic, the baseball season over there. So I'm not sure. But we are going to restore. Grant money was gotten to restore that field. So that'll be nice that we can look at something and it'll look nice. And hopefully it does get some of the kids back over there. That's always a nice thing. But I don't know. I don't know what it is with kids in sports right now anyway. I think not as many kids are playing sports as they used to. I think kids are doing other things. Or parents get them involved when they're very young, and I think they get tired of the sport. And by the time they get to middle school or high school, I think they don't want to play it anymore. So, it's nice, though. Anything that beautification of a city or county is a very important thing. You know, even if people aren't using the areas anymore, it's nice that they look nice. You know, upkeep's a very important thing. And I'm not really sure why the field over at Lincoln Park fell into disarray. I'm not even sure what year that field was built, the big baseball field over there. But it certainly did fall into some disarray, and now it will be fixed, and that will be something good for all of us. Does anybody have any ideas? I brought this up last week about what would you like to see come to Marion? I think we were just talking at that point about restaurants. But, you know, in general, what would you like to see done in Marion that you think would help the city or would help the county? Now, I'll tell you one right now that I would like to see done. And actually, somebody else brought this up to me a few days ago, and I like their idea, but, you know, you have to tinker with these things a little bit. Downtown here, there is not a whole lot of parking. The parking situation downtown has always been difficult. You know, we can go back to the early 80s and talk about the streetscape program and how it eliminated parking spaces, and we can do all of that. But we need to talk about, we have the problem, so what can we do? Now, I think of this new grocery store that opened up down here, the Center Street Grocery Store, and are people going there? When I pass by, I don't see anybody there. Now, maybe it's just when I'm passing by, nobody's there. Does anybody go into this Center Street grocery store down there? Has anybody passed by and seen it, you know, somewhat busy at any time of the day? I don't know. It opened last year, and I don't hear anybody talking about it. I don't hear many people going in there. I don't know. Is anything happening with that? And one of the concerns with that was always the parking. People, you know, when you carrying your groceries is not fun. And if you've got to go a long distance, that's even less fun to get them back to your car. So is parking an issue down there? Now, here's what I think should happen with parking downtown, because I'm not sure we can do anything about the spots on the streets. I just think we're beyond the point where we're going to be able to fix that problem. So I think what we need to do is take one of these older buildings that nobody uses anymore and tear it down and use that for parking. That creates a whole new parking lot. And there are a lot of buildings, I would think, downtown that probably don't need to be there anymore. Now, some people have talked about building a parking garage. Now, I don't know that our downtown area would need a parking garage. I don't know, first of all, who would pay to build it. And I'm not sure that we have that kind of traffic downtown. But, you know, another parking lot would be nice. And I think those places could be created. I think there are spots where you could create parking lots if you got rid of the buildings. Because some of these buildings have been abandoned for a long, long time. And I think if you got rid of the building, it would create some parking spaces. But that's just my opinion. That's one of the things I think that would help Marion in the long run. Now, are there any things you think would help? Now, this could be bringing a business to town. This could be changing something that we have. Anything. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're all in this community together. So is there anything you can cite as a problem that needs to be changed? Or is there anything that you would like to see changed that would better the city, in your opinion? That's the question on the table. 740-383-9944. Now, we all talk about these in our little groups. We all say, well, it'd be nice if this business came to town. It would be nice if this was done in this certain area. It would be nice if we could get this done. Well, let's talk about it. Because you know what's interesting about doing a program like this? If somebody calls in and has an idea or cites a problem that they think we have here, somebody else can kind of jump on to that maybe and say, oh, okay, well, this is something that we could do. And you know, here's something I was thinking about this morning. I don't know if it's because it's February and it's President's Day month, but every so often I like to bring this up. And also, I know our listeners change from time to time. So every so often I like to bring up this story, and I haven't brought it up for a while. And here we go. Okay, here's the story. Now, I believe the year was 2012. Somebody will correct me if I've got this wrong. But I believe the year was 2012, and we all learned that Laddie Boy, President Harding's dog, his dog collar, which I believe was gold. Now, why the dog had a gold dog collar, I don't know. But Laddie Boy's dog collar had been stolen from the Harding home. Now, I believe this has been 9 years ago now. This was 2012. Now, here, I was on the air at that time. Here's what I have never understood about this. And 9 years later, this still has not been returned. This dog collar has not been returned. And it used to be a popular exhibit in the home. Kids love to see Laddie Boy's gold dog collar. But here's what I don't understand. And I've never understood about this for 9 years. Okay, the Harding home is on Mount Vernon Avenue, the busiest street in Marion, the busiest. Laddie Boy's dog collar was on the second floor. You would either have to walk into the house or you would have to put a ladder on the side of the house and reach in that window to get it. And you would have to break the window to get it. And there are houses right next to the Harding Hotel. Or right next to the Harding home. Okay, here's what I don't get. Clearly the person who did it had to know where that dog collar was in the house. Because they had to know it was inside the second story window. Number two, I would think they would had to have known that there was no security system. Now, why there was no security system, I don't know. That still baffles me that the Harding home did not have a security system, but they had to know there was no security system and that they broke the window. That had to make noise to break the window, not to mention the fact that they had to have a ladder up on the side of the house to get in the window. Now, nobody was driving down Mount Vernon Avenue that night in the middle of the night and saw a ladder with a guy up on it or a lady up on it on the side of the Harding home and thought that was odd. No police cruiser drove by. No sheriff drove by. Nothing. Nobody saw anything. And this story gets forgotten. Nobody talks about it. And at the time, I remember people saying, well, they probably melted down the dog collar because it was gold and they sold it. I don't think that happened because, to be honest with you, if that would have happened, everybody knew about that story. That became a big story. And I think if anybody would have tried to pawn or sell a lump of gold, that everybody would have been suspicious that it was this dog collar. So my contention is that this dog collar is still somewhere around here. Because I believe it had to be a local person who did this. And people talk. People gossip. They say, well, you know, my neighbor, you know, she said her son was involved in this. And I believe what has happened in the last 9 years, because it's been about 9 years since this happened, I believe that the person is still just nervous and probably hiding this, and they don't want to return it because they're afraid that they'll get arrested and that most people have forgotten about this. This is what I believe. Now, so my question this morning, because I know we pick up new listeners all the time on this station, does anybody know anything about this dog collar? And you do not have to identify yourself if you call in. I'm just curious if anybody knows anything. Did anybody ever hear anything about Laddie Boy's golden dog collar, which was stolen from the Harding home back in 2012? Does anybody have any information on this? Because as far as I know, there were never any tips turned into to the sheriff or the police station. Nobody has ever come forward saying they saw anything. Nobody has ever said they know the person who did it. No tips have ever come from this. And it's so peculiar to me how the way we gossip and social media and all this nowadays, and there have been no tips, no suspects, no nothing in 9 years regarding this dog collar. Now, how in the world can that be? Does anybody understand this? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I would really love to know how this happened. And that for 9 years, this thing has been missing, and nobody knows anything about it. Nobody saw anything. Nobody's talked. Nobody's said anything. This is one of the biggest mysteries in the history of Marion County. It's amazing to me that the person has totally gotten away with this. And like I say, I think to some degree what really has happened here is that this happened, and I think the person's afraid to turn it back in because it was such a big deal, and I think, you know, they're afraid of prosecution or something like that, which is certainly understandable. But, you know, at this point, I would think if somebody just returned it, even if it wasn't the person who stole it, I think it would be happy. People could look at it. People could see it again. Or if we just know what happened to it. Did anybody ever hear what happened to it? Was it melted down and sold off somewhere to some pawn shop? I don't know. That is just the strangest story to me because, you know, we have had things like this in Marion history. You know, we have had, of course, Lady Justice. That was gone for many years. It eventually turned up, and people knew who had taken that. Not a lot of people knew over the years, but people knew who took it. We had the Gypsy Queen story out here in the St. Mary's Cemetery. Most people understood that story. We have had all kinds of things like this, but nothing in regard to this dog collar has ever popped up. Now, does anybody understand how that can happen? Does anybody have any ideas on this? And like I say, if you know something about it, go ahead and call in. You know, we're not screening these calls. We're not going to turn anybody in. I would just be interested to know what happened to the thing. Does anybody know or have any thought on it? See, apparently not. We can't even get a phone call about this because people have no idea. They have zero information. In this information age, we have zero information on this dog collar. Now, isn't that strange that there are no stories regarding it? Do you remember President Harding's letters when those were found in Carrie Phillips' house? There were housewives in Marion reading these things. You know, but this dog collar thing, one night it was taken, and that was that. No suspect, no information, no tips, no pictures, no witnesses, no anything. What is that? How did that happen? Can anybody explain that to me? Was this criminal really that good? I mean, my goodness, what did they do with the ladder that they used to get in the window? And why did they take the dog collar? See, this to me is the most interesting part of this. If you're going to break in, you could have broken into any room in that house because obviously they broke the window. And you could have stolen just about anything. And I don't think the dog collar was the most expensive thing that you could have stolen out of the Harding home. So why that? Why take that? Because I think it was popular. And if you take something that's popular, I think the reason you're taking it is not because of its value. I think you're taking it maybe as a prank. You know, people do high school pranks. People dare their friends to do things, and sometimes people just do it. So, there you have it. There is my plea again. Does anybody have any information or ever hear anything about Laddie Boy's dog collar? Never have understood this. And I like to bring it up every so often just in case somebody out there listening might know something about this and would give us a call. And again, we don't screen the calls. It's not about, you know, implicating guilt or knowing what you know. Somebody might be scared to talk about it. I don't know. But at this particular point, I think we would just like to know information. That's it. What happened to it? And I think in the end, we would just like to see it returned if it still is in one piece. Which, as far as I know, it is because we've never been told otherwise. Okay. 39 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say about Laddie Boy's dog collar or anything else that we have talked about this morning? Give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Now, also the other topics this morning. Why aren't we a nicer society? When did we become so angry where people are getting killed for over snow shoveling issues? When did that happen? When did society change into that? And, well, we're still in the middle of a little bit of a cold snap here. Next week's going to be very cold. Oh, here's something I wanted to ask the audience. Now, this might be something you'd be able to help me out with. I don't know if I told anybody about this at holiday time, but this was something that happened. Okay, I like to collect records. I think I've said this before on the air. And at the holiday time, I was looking for Christmas records. And I found quite a few of them. I found the Chipmunks Christmas record, which I had always wanted. I found both of Ruth Lyon's Christmas albums, which were intact. And then there was an album that years ago Merv Griffin put out. And Arthur Treacher. Now, do you remember Arthur Treacher? He used to be the Baloney Man. And he was also Merv Griffin's sidekick for many years on his talk show. Now, the front of the Christmas album, the Christmas record, is Arthur Treacher sitting in a chair, and Merv Griffin is sitting on Arthur Treacher's lap. Now, I was looking for this Christmas album, and I look at it for it every time I go into a record store. So I found the album. I was going through some old records at one of these antique shops, and I saw the cover of Arthur Treacher with Merv Griffin sitting on his lap, and I believe he had a Santa hat on. And I pull out the cover, and there's no record in there. And I turned to the person running the record shop, and I said, do you know where this record is? Is it around here? And they said, well, you know, a lot of people turn in these covers, and the records aren't in there, or they've been broken, or whatever. So I never did find the record, and I certainly didn't buy the cover just to buy the cover. So here's my question. Is there anybody else out there who collects records? And does anybody in the listening audience have the Arthur Treacher Merv Griffin Christmas album, in which the cover is Arthur Treacher sitting in a chair with Merv Griffin in his lap in a Christmas hat? And I don't even know what the album's called. I'm sure I saw it. But it's Merv Griffin and Arthur Treacher. I just think this must be a very funny album, if it is anything like the cover of this album. So, does anybody have any ideas where I might be able to find this other than the internet? Because I have looked on the internet. Is there a good record collectible store around here, or a good antique shop, or a good hard-to-find item store that this Merv Griffin Arthur Treacher Christmas album might be at? Does anybody know? Help me with this one. We're certainly not going to find the dog collar. So how about the Arthur Treacher Merv Griffin Christmas record? I imagine that was probably released in the 60s or 70s. But has anybody seen this record album? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm going to tell you a funny thing also about the Ruth Lyons. A lot of people remember Ruth Lyons. She was big in this area. She was out of Cincinnati, television host. And Ruth Lyons did two Christmas albums. Now, back at Christmas time, I found one of them at an antique shop. And basically the cover is Ruth Lyons in like a white dress, and she's surrounded by her cast, which is probably 12 people, and they're in a living room. And it says something about Christmas time. I'll come back. Remind me to come back to Ruth Lyons. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Hi, we have important information for you. Do not hang up the phone.
Well, we're getting the telemarketers this morning, but that's about it. So if you know anything about Merv Griffin and Arthur Treacher's Christmas album or Laddie Boy's dog collar, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Okay, so this is what Ruth Lyons' Christmas album looks like. It's her in a white dress. She's surrounded by a whole bunch of people, her cast, and they're in some kind of a living room setting. And I think, I don't know what the album's called. It's something like It's Christmas Time. So I bought this album at Christmas, and I have it. So last weekend, I'm out again, and I'm looking through albums, which I always tend to do if I'm in an antique shop or a record shop or wherever I am, and I see another Ruth Lyons Christmas album. Now, from my mind, because obviously I didn't burn the picture of Ruth Lyons' first album into my brain, but I remembered she was in a white dress, and she's in a living room, and her whole cast is around her. And I'm looking at this album, and again, she's in a white dress, she's surrounded by a whole bunch of people, and she's in a living room. But it looked a little, from my mind, what I remembered to what I'm looking at, this record I'm looking at last Saturday, I'm thinking these albums look different. I think this looks a little different than the one that I have at home. Now, interestingly enough, the album that I picked up this past Saturday said, "It's Christmas Time Again." See, that was the title. "It's Christmas Time Again." So I'm thinking, well, she must have done two albums. So I wonder if I have her first album, and this is her second, or if this is just a duplicate of what I have at home. So I thought, well, you know, records are very cheap. So I bought the record. I thought, well, if I end up having two of the same copy, I'll just give one to somebody else. Because the album was in pretty good shape, and so was the cover. So I bought the album, and I brought it home. And come to find out, to my amazement, they are two different albums. Back during the holiday time, I had bought the first Ruth Lyons Christmas album, and this was actually the second Ruth Lyons Christmas album. But if you look at the covers, they're almost identical. It's Ruth in a white dress. I think the same white dress on both covers. She's surrounded by her cast, which is all dressed up, and they're in a living room. So there are two, but one, I think, is called something like "It's Christmas Time," and then the second one is something like "It's Christmas Time Again." So that was my big record story from this past weekend. Does anybody know a good place to get records? Because I now my only hunt at this point is the Merv Griffin Arthur Treacher Christmas album. That's my last record hunt. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here, and we can talk about it. Records are making a comeback, oddly enough, after all this time. It's nice to see that records are making a comeback. I think the big appeal to records, because they are, you know, they get scratched, and it's hard to find the particular song you're looking for, all these sort of things. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Up there, Grand Prairie, where they sell cheese and meat and stuff like that.
Oh, at the flea market.
Yeah, they got records back there and CDs and all that stuff.
Oh, really? Do they have a bunch of them?
They did, yes. At one time, they had a lot of CDs. I used to go through a lot of them up there.
Now, do you know when they're open?
Yes, they're open. I think it's, well, I know that Friday and Saturday and Sunday they're open, but I think they open at like after 2 o'clock, the flea market on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The cheese place is open every day from 9 to 6, I think. But the flea market opens on the weekend. But they have a lot of interesting stuff up there. If you go up and just browse around, you'll be surprised.
You know, I'll have to check that out, because I was actually having a conversation this past weekend when I was out. And I said, you know, I know they have that pizza shop, and I know they have that deli in there, but I didn't know if the flea market was still back there.
Oh, yes. They got a lot. I mean, it's interesting to go up there and look at stuff. You'll pick up something you haven't seen for a long time, and it's reasonable, real good. And you know, you was talking about people, neighbors watching, or, you know, somebody getting something stolen. Well, you know, if your neighborhood, if you pay attention, if somebody's walking up and down the street back and forth in front of a house, and you're looking at them, now you know wonder what they're up to. So if you don't know what's happening, you should call the law and have them check them out, because usually you can tell when something's out of place. You know, my wife used to be a block captain in Marion here, and people would see something, they would call her for her to call the law, because they didn't want to get involved. And you know, the law don't know who it is most of the time unless you identify yourself, which we usually always did. But people are so afraid, they want somebody to do something, but they don't want to do it, you know. And having good neighbors is one of the best assets you could ever have, because when you're gone, they can watch your place and see if something's not right, you know.
Well, it just amazes me that from the Harding home, probably the most famous home in Marion, on the busiest street, that somebody could have put a ladder on the building and broke a window, and nobody saw anything.
And you know, usually, if you invite somebody to your house and you've got this or that or whatever, usually it comes up missing. It's somebody close to you that knows you. And you hate to think that, but it's the truth, because they know what you've got. You know, they'll say you should never invite anybody to your home that you can't trust.
Well, it's just shocking to me that nobody has ever come up with anything in regard to this.
And talking about records and stuff, there's another guy used to call in on WMRN. His name was Al Winkle. He lives in Fair Park up there. And he used to have, I think, thousands of records. I'd have to look up his number. But he used to have records. He used to collect them. I think he was a DJ at one time. He worked at Whirlpool, too. But he collected records, and he had, a lot. You name a song, he knew it.
So his name was Al Winkle.
Winkle. If I can find that number, he used to listen to WMR, and he used to call in on radio all the time. Jeff, Ruth could tell you, he talked to him a lot on radio. When you see Jeff, ask him about Al Winkle.
Al?
Big Al.
Big Al Winkle. Well, you know what? Yeah. Maybe I'll look him up here during the break and see what I can come up with.
Yeah, he lives in Fair Park. I think it's Bermuda, I think. Something like 1060. They used to give his address because he used to have yard sales or backyard sales at his house. And he had different money, different bills and just different things. But I got listening to you, and I thought of him. He did have a lot of records, I'm telling you.
Well, I'll see what I can come up with, because I would like to find that one. It killed me when I pulled out the cover, and I thought, I finally found it, and it was just the cover.
Yeah, you know, some of them old records probably worth some money today when somebody has them, but usually I've seen a lot of records of sales. I've got a lot of records, too. I never play them anymore. We play CDs, but I don't know. If I see Al, I'll have him get a hold of you, or you can talk to Jeff Root. He could tell you about Al Winkle.
Al Winkle. Well, yeah, if you happen to hear, have him call in here, because, yeah. You know, it'd be interesting just to hear, if he called radio. I'm sure he's not afraid to talk on the radio.
Oh, no, he can talk. Listen, Al can talk.
Well, yeah, tell him to call here, because we'd love to talk to him on the air about his record collection. I think that'd be interesting.
Yes. Because, you know, people used to collect a lot of different things. Now, I don't know if people collect anything anymore, you know?
A lot.
Everything's a throwaway.
It's a problem. I don't know why people do that. I think it's a big mistake to, I'm okay for getting rid of certain things, but there are certain things I think you should probably not get rid of.
Yes.
Al Winkle.
I believe that, too. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm also going to try this flea market out as well.
Yes, try it out. You'll like it.
I'll do that. Well, hey, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know if Al Winkle is out there listening to us at this point, but Al, if you're out there, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Or if anybody wants to call Al Winkle and have him call us, let him know he's going to be on the air. But, you know, I'll be on with Glenn Coble through noon today. So if Al Winkle would call in, we will certainly talk to him about his record collection and maybe his past days as a DJ. That'd be interesting to know what he did. I've never heard of Al Winkle. That's a name I have never heard of. Last week on the 10 to 12 show, we had the saga of the Clancys. Clancy at the roller rink, Clancy from the Country Jamboree, and Clancy, who had a toilet named after him out at the board of MRDD. Apparently they've all left us, but now we're on to the Al Winkle saga here on WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. If you know anything about Al Winkle or records or Laddie Boy's dog collar, or does anybody out there have this Merv Griffin Arthur Treacher Christmas album. It'd be interesting if somebody's sitting out there right now with this record. I'd find that interesting. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I just wanted to comment on your question I heard you ask before I got in the shower. I didn't know if anybody had called in or not when you were saying you couldn't understand why anybody wouldn't have reported a ladder and so forth.
No. Haven't heard yet.
I would think, because years ago, we just got so used to seeing ladders and people working, renovating. They were always, seemed like they were always doing something to the Harding home. So that probably, they just, if you didn't live around there, you were just driving by, you just assumed they were doing some more renovation. It's the people that live around there, though, that would have known whether they were workers or not, it seems to me.
So, well, it's just
like that other caller said, you need to depend on your neighbors more because they know what's normal and what's not normal. But we just got so used to seeing workers there all the time. It seems like they were always renovating.
Well, what was odd to me was that it happened in the middle of the night. And they, I don't know that many renovation people do them in the middle of the night, in that the window was broken, and nobody driving down Mount Vernon Avenue thought this was odd. And here we are 9 years later, and nobody has any report. There's no tip. The dog collar's never been found. There's no suspect. Nothing.
Do they have it? Do the police department have it as a cold case, or does anyone know if they even have anything at all?
You know, I when it happened, I remember it was covered for probably about a week, and no tips ever came in, and to my knowledge, it's never been brought up since.
That might be worth checking out to see, like, what they call the chain of command or whatever, see whether or not the police department referred it on, like, to the FBI or something. Since he was an ex-president, maybe they consider that a federal case.
They
might check that out. Might check that theory out.
Yeah. Well, I just know 9 years later, it's as the years go by, it's getting more and more difficult. The idea that this is ever going to be located, and maybe it was sold off. I don't know.
No.
But you think somebody would know something?
Yeah.
Somebody had to know that person.
Yeah, it does seem a little odd. Too bad Charlie's not still around. He found Lady Justice.
And he and I talked about this, and he knew nothing about it. Nobody knew anything about it. It was just, it was a complete mystery.
Maybe like somebody was covering up or something, you don't know.
Well, you know, the Lady Justice thing is interesting because, you know, Charlie's told that story a lot, and everybody knew pretty much who took Lady Justice. You know, I think Charlie told me within 10 minutes after he got off the air, he knew who had taken it. So everybody, that's what I don't understand about this. Everybody knew about Lady Justice, even though nobody ever returned it. Everybody knew who took it. But with this, nobody knows anything.
Well, that's strange. I'll grant you that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, yeah, and that's the weird thing. You know, I remember Charlie telling me about, and we all know that Dick Carey took Lady Justice. Dick Carey came on here with Charlie and did a whole show about that. But, you know, Dick Carey, I believe, worked over at, where did he work? He worked at one of the, was it Mills in town? Or, I can't remember where he worked. Somewhere. But Charlie was over there at one point, and somebody said, hey, Dick, you going to tell Charlie about Lady Justice? So there you go. Go ahead, caller.
I don't have a solution, but I live right beside the Harding home.
Really?
Facing the porch.
Now, do you remember this?
I remember the night of it. We were out on our back porch with the light on until about 11 o'clock.
Oh.
And it seemed like when we turned the light out, that's when things happened, but I did not see a ladder that was not supposed to be there. But it was on the side window. And I imagine since then they put in a alarm system and also floodlights, which we did not have before.
So when the next morning, so you never heard a window break or anything?
I did not. Maybe if we had still been out on our porch, we might have. But it didn't happen until after we turned the lights out, and I can't see them because there weren't any floodlights or an alarm, but they do now. And I imagine Sherry Hall could probably answer your question.
Well, last time I talked to Sherry, it was everybody, that is the weird thing about this. Everybody knows what happened. They know that somebody broke in. They know that the window was broken. They know all of that, but nobody has ever heard anything. There was never a suspect. There was,
right.
Nobody's ever talked about it, and I just don't know. You live right there. Now, how busy is that street? I mean, that's the busiest street in Marion.
I think so.
How did nobody drive by and see anything? If I drove by the Harding home and saw...
I don't think you would have seen it. It was, the ladder was up at the side of the upper porch and facing the back.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, the next morning, was there a lot of hubbub going on over there?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. The alarm would go off when a raccoon would go by. That sort of thing for a long time until they got it... properly.
Well, I just hope one. I think what I really think is, I think it is similar to Lady Justice. I think that somebody has it, and I think they're scared to death to say they have it because they're afraid they're going to be prosecuted, and they're hiding it because of that. And I just wish that wasn't the case, because there are kids going through there for 9 years now, and that used to be a popular item that
Absolutely.
Nobody's seeing.
Uh-huh.
So maybe one day it'll turn up.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
There's a neighbor of the Harding home. That's very interesting. And we'll continue with this. More information, all kinds of stuff with Glenn Coble in about 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Pastor Steve Whitaker from Pastor Spot. We